from what we are getting from Nigerians who have indicated interest in participating in this major protest, I don't call it protest, I call it revolt, is going to be a global event, including that's going to involve Nigerians at home and abroad, that's the diaspora. And we're expecting Nigerians in all the 36 states and 774 local governments, several cities and towns to participate, including places around the world where there might be a huge population of Nigerians or reasonable population of Nigerians, and where Nigerians might have embassies and consulates or any form of representation or concern.
But there are concerns that this protest, that you are describing it as a revolt, could create chaos and a possible clash with security agencies, including the police and the military.
I'm glad that they feel that way already. That means that we can clearly avert that. And in averting that, about 15 demands have been made, non-negotiable demands have been made available to those in government to deal with and avert this. But beyond that, if they can do that, the security agencies are aware that they are employees of Nigerian people. If they so desire that they want to disrespect their employer, then they will have themselves to blame. But there is no violence plan. This is scheduled to be a very peaceful protest that will last at first for 10 days. And if need be, it will take long. In fact, if you check the...
Are you not going to shut down the Nigerian economy with this protest?
The Nigerian economy was shut down by the Nigerian ruling class a long time ago. So there's no economy to be shut down anymore.
You talked about 15 key demands, but what are the top five, if I may ask?
The top five I can read to you, that they should scrap the 1999 constitution and replace it with a people-made constitution for the Federal Republic of Nigeria through a sovereign national conference, to be immediately followed by a national referendum. Two, to toss the Senate arm of the Nigerian legislative system, keep the House of Representatives, and make law-making a part-time endeavor. Number three, pay Nigerian workers minimum wage of nothing less than 250,000 naira monthly. That is the minimum wage. This will be maybe about $150 a month, which is really not something, nothing to write home about. Number four, invest heavily in education and give Nigerian students grants, not loans. Aggressively pursue free and compulsory education for children across Nigeria. Number five, release Mazim Nnamdi Kanu unconditionally and demilitarized in the southeastern part of Nigeria, and to release all NSAs and political detainees, and for them to be compensated. And there's that also extends to punishing the officers who were involved in killing NSAs protesters in 2020.
Okay, so with these demands that you say they are non-negotiable, you are not giving the government any room to have any dialogue at all about how to resolve some of these major concerns that you've expressed. Is this realistic?
They are realistic. The demands are available to government, and they have not said that they can't meet these demands. They have not told anybody that they can't meet these demands that I know of. So don't let us jump the gun.
Top security officers have expressed concern that sometimes during these protests, thugs hijack it and clash with the police. They vandalize people's property, they steal and cause mayhem. What assurances are you giving Nigerians that this protest will be peaceful? And have you been given the permission to go on this protest?
First, nobody needs the permission, even by Nigerians' dilapidated 1999 constitution, to go on a protest. Court decisions have said you don't need permits to protest in Nigeria. All you need to do is to declare your protest, and the moment police get whiff of it, they are supposed to protect you and ensure that the protest is not hijacked, quote unquote. But it has always been the refrain of Nigerian security agencies since I was born. They always claim that protests are going to be hijacked. You know, even the 1929 Aba riots protest, the claim was going to be hijacked. So they have nothing else to tell you other than to claim that some faceless, unknown persons are going to hijack a protest. But you covered NSAS extensively. And you know there was a peaceful protest. In fact, the young people who were killed during NSAS were waving the Nigerian flag in front of soldiers and singing the national anthem while they were being shot at directly at close range. So who then hijacks the protest?